Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, there is a lot of news today. Unbelievable amounts of it. And as usual, I'll try to babble through most of it. David Knight and Joe Biggs are in Virginia right now. And we are going to have a live report from them on the ground. Remember back in February, we reported on the giant fake city built in the wooded hills of Virginia, where they are basically training to occupy U.S. cities. Well, we have put in scores of phone calls and emails and requests to be given an interview and to be able to look at the base and go in and get a basic citizen inspection of it. It's got models of what look like Baptist churches, you name it. The street signs are marked for the U.S., marked D.C. subway. And we know it's all part of the giant urban warfare training program and overall PSYOP to condition the public. But they have not responded to us and have ignored us and refused our requests, haven't even talked to us. You know, because we have millions of listeners and millions of viewers and 400 million views on one YouTube channel. We don't exist. We're just U.S. citizens, and, well, they're training the U.S. military in there for treason. The Army Times, Stars and Stripes all pushed the idea of brigade homeland and troops on the streets, something that was denied for 15-plus years when I was exposing it, but the last 5 or 6 years has been admitted. So we're going to go to a live report with them outside the base coming up in the next segment, and then they're going to try to go on the base and talk to the colonel, who we've been in contact with and who will not give us a response about our request for an interview to be able to find out exactly what's going on. Now, it's a military base inside of a military base, and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who's now a full-time InfoWars reporter and moved down here from North Carolina, he's a famous soldier. They had a big Esquire article about him 3 or 4 years ago when he was in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they had embedded reporters, Michael Hastings, inside some of the heaviest battles that they've seen in recent times in those areas, especially Afghanistan. And then, of course, he helped expose the clear evidence that looks like Hastings was murdered. So that's the kind of reporter we want. He's down there as well to communicate in the Army parlance there at the training center, where they admit they're merging the FBI, the local police, everyone into this giant FEMA center. And they a lot of times double these training centers as emergency relocation centers. And from what Biggs has seen, it does look like it's set up to be basically a giant FEMA camp. It's got the sports stadiums, the whole nine yards, and it is to train the troops to basically storm and occupy and hold U.S. cities, take control of communications, you name it. And you're seeing Army.mil footage that they shot. They haven't let any other media on the base. They did talk to one reporter and allow him to do an interview. That reporter was scared to talk to us in person, but said he would talk to David Knight over the phone. So that interview, I'm told, was to be conducted about an hour ago. I haven't talked to our reporters yet. We're connecting them right now. So we'll spend some time on that live as this unfolds, coming up in the next segment with our live audio video feeds. The headline, if you want to refresh yourself with the original article from February, is U.S. Army builds fake city in Virginia to practice military occupation of the U.S. Martial law training, 300-acre town, includes sports stadium, school, churches, underground subway, you name it. So I said we'd send reporters out there, and after, I don't know, 4 months of stonewalling, or I guess about 3-4 months of stonewalling, we have sent our reporters to Virginia. And so we're going to be talking to them. Now, obviously, the big news, and I meant to cover this yesterday. I'm glad DrudgeReport.com reminded me, because there's all the links. It's developed more, that Obama's releasing hundreds of thousands of violent illegals, 30-plus thousand of them aggravated felons. We're talking rape, we're talking armed assault, we're talking armed robbery, and Lamar Smith, the congressman, has called it a government-sanctioned prison break, and that's what it is.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hand down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My friends, it's Wednesday, the 14th day of May 2014. We are going to be going live to outside Bowling Green, Virginia, at a U.S. Army base that within it has a training camp with mock churches, public schools, and a D.C. subway. The military admittedly has been training to take on the Tea Party and American gun owners. That's even in Foreign Affairs publication. That's in the Washington Post, Forbes, the Washington Times. We broke all that information, but now it's confirmed. And the reason the military is waking up right now is that they're being trained to carry this out. Now, certainly this base has dual usage, but the military has been so trained that reporters are bad that we're going to see what happens when our reporters, who are a few minutes outside the base, I'm going to give you the name of the base and all the details, try to go in and talk to the public information officer and the colonel who we've been talking to for 3+ months since February, who refused to answer any questions or give us an interview. We've been stonewalled, so we've sent our reporters there. The headline, U.S. Army built fake city to shoot at during training. That's the London Telegraph. We gave a deep analysis of it. U.S. Army builds fake city in Virginia to practice military occupation of America. So that is coming up in a moment. Then, huge Second Amendment news on multiple fronts. Court upholds warrantless entry, seizure of gun rights. That's in Florida. In Illinois, Second Amendment, clear and present danger. That's a quote. We're going to be breaking that down. Talking about clear and present danger, hundreds of thousands of illegals that are felons have been released in the last 6 years under Obama. Just released. Now 36,000 aggravated felons, or people awaiting trial or deportation for aggravated crimes, were just released on the streets. Now, again, they got to grope your sons and your daughters and your wife and your husband to make sure they're not al-Qaeda, even though the government openly funds al-Qaeda publicly. But they will release 36,000 felons and criminals in just one release this week. And now people are telling it like it is. Congressman Lamar Smith of South Texas has come out and said that the release is the equivalent of criminal immigrants, a government-sanctioned prison break. That's the headline. Lamar Smith calls ICE release of 36,000 criminal immigrants a presidentially sanctioned prison break. Yes, that's what it is. Here's another one. Feds release hundreds of immigrant murderers, drunk drivers, sex crime convicts. We're talking child rapists, folks. Release of 36,000 criminal illegals, impeachable offense, ask WorldNet Daily. I don't know, is Jeffrey Dahmer, should he be in prison? I mean, this is the type of total criminal activity that's going on. By fiat, they've more than tripled the amount of people not even getting a hearing on deportation. They just release you. We're talking about above the law. And criminals from Mexico, the drug dealers, the cartels, are just running rampant. 193 people with homicide convictions were just released. 426 sexual assault convictions released. This is just in one group. 303 kidnapping convictions. 303 kidnappers. 1,075 aggravated assault convictions. That means with a weapon. 1,160 stolen vehicle convictions. 9,187 dangerous drug convictions, 16,070 drunk or drug driving convictions, 303 flight escape convictions. The government is lawless, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, the military, the Army, the Marines, they're not training to take on criminals overflowing our borders, which is constitutional. They could, the military could be there. No. They're there trying to interdict drugs and things that aren't, you know, being laundered to the right banks. They're busy in the Army Times, in Stars and Stripes. Oh, this is all public under NORTHCOM, training to take on returning veterans, number one, gun owners, libertarians, constitutionalists, and even mainline conservatives and Christians. Remember even Fox News a few months ago had the headline, Army soldiers told at Fort Hood they can't be part of Evangelical Church or the Tea Party. They may be court-martialed. That's like saying you'll be court-martialed if we find out you're part of the PTA or something. You're part of a Rotary Club. Does Army consider Christian Tea Party a terror threat? Fox News. Then you read the article. It says you will be court-martialed. Folks, this is the chilling effect where they are indicting and going after pro-life groups. They are arresting filmmakers. They are arresting governors for crooked toenails that are Republicans. The Democrats are involved in a takeover right now. And again, I'm not glorifying the Republicans. They have been part of it. But the Democrats are making a power move right now to take this country over. And once they've done that, they're going to screw the average Democratic voter as well. Look what Obamacare does. And I'm not saying the Republicans are going to save us either, but the Republican and Democratic leadership are all targeting. They're all targeting any opposition to this globalist takeover. And the Republican leadership is going after the Tea Party as well. I know I harp on that. So that's all coming up today as well. Huge Russia news, huge NSA news. I'm going to cover it all. Huge fear-mongering that if we don't pay carbon taxes in 500 days, the Earth's dead. That's French main minister saying that. I mean, it's just CNN says, NASA says that the Antarctic's going to melt, we're going to flood. It's all lies. Paul Watson has an article on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about that. Russian foreign minister demands to know what's going on with mercenaries in Ukraine. The Russians are kicking the U.S. off the International Space Station. Huge news. I mean, it is just so amazing, all the stuff that's happening. Russia moves to de-dollarize all their petro sales. That's a big deal. But the globalists don't care if it runs America or Russia in the ground. They're making money from both ends. Now, we take you to rural Virginia, outside Bowling Green, Virginia, where there is a major U.S. Army base. And within that base, there is another 300-acre base with a mock U.S. city. And every time we've tried to go, even at the G20, to a U.S. military base, that time a National Guard armory, we'd called ahead. They told us the name of the public information officer. We showed up, camera rolling, and they said, you've got bombs and are here to blow the base up. Everybody heard that, saw that video. And then they had the police come after our guys, and our guys laughed at the police. I got the cops on air on the radio. That's on YouTube now, saved from 4 years ago. Rob Dew was there. And they then backed off when I laughed at the cop. And I said, so I'm supposed to, like, believe this mind control now that we're terrorists, and then we all act scared, and then you actually try to set somebody up. I said, you're setting people up, and you're engaging in criminal actions. And he said, look, we're dropping the whole thing. Have a nice day. I mean, it was just all this mind game. So we're going to see if American reporters for a major independent news organization with 3 million radio listeners a day, over a million people that watch us one way or another via video every day. That's a very conservative number. Like 9 million viewers a week on our YouTube channel now. We're sending our reporters there, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, highly decorated Army soldier from Iraq and Afghanistan, and engineer and reporter right there, David Knight. We're going to skip this network break. This is so important. Guys, you're only a few minutes away from this. Tell us where you are, the name of the base for folks, where it's located, and why we're here. Because they're there training openly to take on the American people. We have to draw attention to this. They want to hide it in plain view, a giant threat fusion center with the FBI, the local police. They're building these all over. This is a federal takeover command base, in my view. Probably a FEMA camp will get Biggs's take on the fences within the fences, the concertina wire. But, gentlemen, tell folks what's going on.
Well, Alex, we're right here at the base. We stopped at the guard shack to have an entry point within the fort, AP Hill. There's a separate area here for the asymmetric warfare group. We stopped there, and we showed them the request that we had sent multiple times to talk to the lady who shot the video. They have now let us, they're going to let us drive through the area. So if you want us to take a video, we can show you what we're seeing right now as we're driving.
Oh, good. So they did the smart thing and are going to let you now do an inspection instead of doing what the Army did last time, claiming we wanted to blow the base up.
Well, I asked the lady, I was like, since I'm a retired Army, I should have access to all this stuff. And she, after I gave her my ID and all that, she just kind of, they opened the gates and said we could go through. So
we're okay, good, good, good. Well, before they throw you out then, I want you to get HD shots of the church, the U.S. signs, the subway stuff, and then go find that colonel or whoever their public information person is and see if you can get a tour then.
Okay. Well, we're going through right now. They're letting us go in, take a look at the place, and it's not looking like it's very well focused here on the camera of it.
That's right. If you just touch the screen, it'll focus for you.
Yeah, it's not doing that.
Or we can reconnect it. It's fine. But, again, we've got the crew. It's focusing on the windshield. You guys can just get out and get some shots. And the main thing is get HD of this because I want to do an inspection of that base, and that's good. I know you guys were already there talking to the reporter that did the original report, so I'm sure you already called him. And that's a good thing. I'm glad they didn't freak out like they usually do. But like I said, the military is waking up. But we'll see what happens. We'll see if in a minute the police cars arrive or, you know, folks try to grab your cameras like they did at the NSA when I sent Anthony Gucciardi and Josh Owens up there. But continue to give us your take on this base. Let's get Biggs's take on the base when you guys scouted it out from the outside yesterday. Like I said, we're going to skip this network break. All right.
Go
ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
The weird thing is I've been in a lot of Army bases, and how they have a fence set up with concertina wire around a piece of property within the base. The only place I've ever seen.
We're getting some Skype breakup. Let's reconnect with them. That's a directive. Reconnect with the Skype. And then we will try to do a Ustream, see if that gets a better pickup. But just main thing is I want HD shot of it, and I want to go, again, get footage of the churches and the sports stadiums and you know all the rest of it inside of there where they're training for this. But this is good. And then he already told me it looks like a FEMA camp, how they have a base and then concertina wire around the internal 300-acre training facility. So, again, this is basically a FEMA training center hiding in plain view. We know that the military trains with the FBI and local police at that facility. And the issue is, yes, the police should get military training. But the problem is they're integrating the forces together under secret DOD directives that we were able to get and leak back in 1998, which have subsequently been declassified under the assistance program, as the Army calls it. The
Marines. Okay, Alex, this looks really good.
Okay, we do have high def now. Good job, guys. Please continue.
All right, yeah, this is the first time I've ever been inside an Army base where they actually have a fence around a piece of property within the base. The only time I've ever seen that at is at the Delta Force compound. Right now we're passing a train station that they have built up, and as you can see, it's pretty detailed and realistic looking. We're going to start making our way around towards the embassy center and the apartment complex that they have in here.
Now, I'll repeat what you told me this morning about what you saw from the outside. I mean, why would they want to have a base inside with concertina wire around it?
Well, it's weird. They don't mind you seeing in, but it looks like once you get in, they don't want you to get out.
Yeah, this is very interesting. Again, only the Army has released footage of this so far, and now you're inside of it. Why wouldn't the rest of the media want to know what's being trained for in here?
Well, from what the reporter we talked to today, he said that no one's been here since this has been built, since that original opening, so it looks like we're going to be the first people to come through here.
Yeah, we asked him if he had been back or anybody else had gone back, because we were concerned about the connections that he mentioned between the FBI and law enforcement. When we spoke to him, he said that DEA also has been. Yeah, hang on, we're going to get. Here's the fire station over here, if you can see. And he said there was an embassy building. That might be, I don't know, maybe this is the embassy building here. You can see here's the bus. BB&T. And there you go. BB&T, 24 hours. I guess they've got branches in Iraq as well. I don't know.
Here's the apartment building with actual chairs and all that stuff you can see.
Well, sure. I mean, obviously, this all has dual use as well. It's admitted the military is training to take on the American people. We can put up the headline, you know, Army trains for Tea Party insurrection, Forbes magazine. Yeah, let's go inspect that church. I want you guys to get out at the church, please. U.S. Army trains to take on the Tea Party. And then, again, you can actually click similar headline to Forbes covering that so folks can see Forbes for themselves. Again, this is a big deal when we have the biggest military in the world, half the military expenditure in the world of all the other countries, and more it's being focused on us. And the media and the sitcoms and the dramas are predictive programming that the war is going to be with gun owners. How the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion, Forbes. I mean, this is going on. And again, I've been obsessed with this ever since I learned about it under Bill Clinton. He was training them for gun confiscation. It's been a slow attempt to change the culture of the military, and I think it's backfired. You're walking up to the church, but I want to get Biggs' take on that. Biggs, do you think this is why the military is waking up, or do you agree that a lot of the enlisted people and non-commissioned are aware of the police state?
I think some of them are starting to, but I think this right here is going to be a...
feel like stained glass.
It went blank.
No, you guys are doing great. Keep going, Biggs.
The door's locked and we can't see through the window.
The door's locked and the window panes are, you can't see the stained glasses, you can't see through. But I mean, I think after this video today, it's going to wake up a lot of people in the military. Like, you know, why are we doing this? I mean, to see this kind of detail that we're out here right now.
And look, those are crosses. Scary. It's got a steeple and crosses on the windows. That is a Christian church.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've never seen a First Baptist in Syria, Alex, or Iraq or Afghanistan. So what they're training for, I don't know.
All right, now, Joe Biggs is again, reporting from the military base there in Virginia, what does your gut tell you this base is really for? I mean, we have a good idea, and we had requests that never responded to us. What does your gut tell you and your training and your experience?
Well, I mean, they're definitely up to no good. I mean, my gut doesn't feel anything. I mean, I had goosebumps coming in here yesterday when we first came out here and approached it and looked around. I mean, when you try to, as a civilian, if you were to come on base from the outside road, you can't really see it. You can only see kind of the top of maybe a building or so. But once you get down here, I mean, if I was actually still in the Army and they brought me out here to train, I mean, I would be scared for what it is they're trying to do. I mean, what are they trying to get us ready for? Hopefully enough soldiers are awake and know that really nothing can good come from this. I mean, I have goosebumps right now.
Well, they're having all these giant urban warfare training drills in major cities, and they admit it's a psyop to acclimate the general public for war. But again, it'd be one thing if we had a collapse or a meteorite or a bunch of reactors blow up. We'd need the military on the streets. But no, the globalists are engineering a societal collapse, pushing race war and all these other balkanization tactics to then bring in the military as the savior and set the precedent. What do you think about that analysis?
Yeah, I agree with you there, Alex, completely, 110%.
Let's get
the traffic light over there.
That's incredible. We need to find the entrance into the subway area. There's a mosque over there as well.
Well, I heard there's an underground part under this mosque that has interconnecting tunnels between all the buildings, is what I found out. So they said that's supposed to be the part that makes it a little bit more realistic how the Taliban burrow tunnels underground to go from building to building, and that's how they are able to evade the military. In Iraq, they did a lot of stuff like that. They would burrow tunnels from building to building. But when I'm up here, I don't feel like I'm in Iraq or Afghanistan. I feel like I'm in, you know, D.C. or something like that. And
the reporter that we talked to earlier, Alex, was saying that they didn't let them out when they took the tour here. They only let them out in the subway area. And the subway area, he said, was very detailed. He said everything was in there. So,
well, we saw it. It's modeled after D.C. They admit that.
That's right. I've watched a lot of videos from the Asymmetric Warfare Group from 2006. And what they're saying is that they're concerned about not Muslims, but about people who have political and economic grievances. That's why they're focused on the Tea Party. They say that in these countries that they've gone to, it isn't the religious extremists. He said they use the religion as a framework, as a foundation for what they want to do. But it's people who feel like they no longer have any self-determination, who feel like they're being dominated, whose freedoms are being taken away, whose dignity is being taken away. That's what they're saying that they're concerned about. So that's why they're conflating the Tea Party with terrorists here in America. That's why they have them in the scenarios, is because they're focused on people that they're removing their dignity, removing their freedom, taking their resources, as they've done in other countries. That's what they're planning to do here, but they're kind of doing it in a different order. They're setting up gradually these kind of control points over transportation, like you see at the airports, and they're rolling this tyranny out in slow motion. Instead of coming in destroying the country first, they're putting in all the control grid first.
And again, mainstream publications admit this. It's not even being hidden anymore because they have to mainline it before they actually try to roll it out during an economic collapse, a new world war, a SARS outbreak. 22 people have been sent home fearing they may have SARS. Two more hospital workers in the U.S. have gotten SARS. I mean, there are real reasons to need the military to be ready to stabilize the country. The problem is they're training to take on the Tea Party and gun owners, and you can see the scripting that we're going to stage terror attacks, and so we are now the new terrorist, and Al-Qaeda is our new friend. This is asinine.
Yeah, and one of the videos that I saw from a conference, again, that I mentioned back in 2006, they put up on their own website, a Marine colonel who's retired said that the true believers, whether they're Muslims, Christians, or even Marines, are the ones who have to be eliminated. You can't deal with them. That's another reason why they're coming after Christians. They don't want people who have a strong foundation, who know what they believe, people who are awake, who are aware, who are seeing things that are going on.
They want jellyfish that can be given a new worldview every 5 minutes. And what was the big Pentagon report came out just a few months ago? It said they're worried about highly motivated individuals and dynamic individuals who just self-determine. They're afraid of freedom and humanity. They're afraid of normal competition.
Yes, that's what they were saying. They said they did a study of a survey of 1 billion Muslims, and the ones that they found were potential radical.
Tell you what, stay there, David. Your audio's cutting out. We're going to come right back to David Knight and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. They're at the military base. the big training camp. Looks like it operates as a FEMA center as well. And I saw those underground subways. They look like they're connected to something real.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
You are a programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. Do you understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or do you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special executive for counterintelligence, terrorism, revenge, extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra. Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks. They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
Most people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say.
Go f*** yourself. I'm sorry. Thank you.
That's what Goldfinger would say, because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I got to tell you, amazing job putting that together by Jakari Jackson. He's not just InfoWars Nightly News anchor. He also is a great video editor, pointing out that our government's been taken over by shadow criminal operations that are now fully abolishing the old republic. And it's just a fact. Now, again, recap the military base, where you're located, what's happening. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and David Knight, both InfoWars Nightly News reporters. Gentlemen, break down what you've now been witnessing there at the base with the churches. They have a mosque as well. They're training with the FBI, the police. We're the first independent journalists to be inside this base. David Knight, recap where you are.
Coming up, Alex, we want to get inside the mosque here. Right now, we are in the mosque. We opened up the area here, as you can see on the sketch. Show them the courtyard here. This courtyard out here in front of the mosque, and the door is actually open. So we want to walk into this and see what it looks like inside the mosque. I've never been in a mosque before, but let's see. It's just a concrete block.
You know, that place looks more like an interrogation center. And a stockade, the way in the wall is built, little cells. That looks more like a prison to me when you were outside. Keep going in. I think we lost our feed by him going in the building.
Yeah.
Get them reconnected. Tell them shoot high def inside. Then I want them to go back. Those look like jail cells across the way. Let's see if there's locks on those doors that look like they're prison grade. I'm telling you, folks, this place looks like a FEMA camp masquerading as a trading center. Because the globalists love to have multifunctions. And then you've got the underground railway system that we saw that looked like it was full-blown, not mock. That's what we need. We need to get into the subterranean areas. I can't believe they're inside there right now. Hey, guys, I'm telling you, I think this place is doubling as a prison. What do you see directly in front of you at 12 o'clock?
Well, what I see here is this is a courtyard, and it's just cinder block. It's not finished. But they've got a lot of compartments around there. I don't know. That's typical for a mosque or whatever. We just went inside the front door. Turn around here, Joe, and get a picture of the front door. We just went inside the front door there, and there was more cinder blocks. But there was an area on the inside that had a rounded, recessed area, alcove that looked like it would be modeled after a mosque. So it looked like it was a mosque there. We didn't see... we didn't look too closely inside there because we lost connection with Skype once we went
inside. I understand.
Inside.
I want you to get a high def later and go back, but let's go look at those doors over there. Oh, that looks like an interrogation facility where you keep people. Those look like jail cells to me.
Those are like that would be the prayer area, and then possibly like a wash area where they could go in and maybe wash their hands. But
so that looks like what you saw in Iraq and Afghanistan.
No, I'm just speculating. That's what it could be. But definitely, I mean, that part right there that you see, the gravel part with the steps going up, that would be like a prayer area where everyone would be in mass and saying their prayer.
Do they typically have rooms?
Not like that, no.
Yeah. All right, let's go over there and look at that. That looks suspicious. And then I want to find the subterranean entrance. Again, they let you on the base. I'm sure they're watching this right now. It's a smart move by them to not freak out and act like we were doing something wrong. When the NSA did that, it became a big national news story. So they're watching right now, make no mistake. It's kind of like a movie where you go into Dracula's castle and he's nowhere to be found, but you know he's watching you.
It's kind of strange to be in this large area that's totally empty, and we know that they're training.
That is not a jail cell. That is a light lock. That's what I wanted to check. So it's just storage.
Yeah, it's a storage area.
Now, we've got a satellite overhead of the base. We might want to show that. Where are you in the 300 acres right now, Staff Sergeant Biggs? How is it shaped?
It's almost like a squared shape.
That looks like an axe head.
We're like at the bottom corner right now, the furthest away you could be from the road to see from the main road.
Let's zoom in on that overhead.
Right where we're at, right to the left where the mosque is, on the other side over here, this wall that we're in inside the compound, soccer field with a track around it, and then we could see some more overpasses.
Let's walk over there.
And that map is, of course, before they built.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a Google map. The latest is before they built it.
Well, the most up, this has been updated since the opening. This isn't quite as. It looks like they've probably done some more recent renovations since the original cutting of the rope.
And no one has approached you?
No, not yet. I mean, the lady, I showed her the email saying that we tried to contact to get in, and I gave her my retirement card, and I said, you know, I was like, I have access to this. I was like, I should be able to go in there, and she goes, okay, just go, I guess.
Well, that's good. Okay, Staff Sergeant, let's go over there. And continue to just don't listen to me. Just go and check everything out. Go wherever you want to go next. Let's try to find the entrance to the subway. Because when I saw that footage that the Pentagon released, the Army released, that looked like a real subway to me. And I want to see what's going on.
That's supposed to be one of the most detailed parts of this whole thing. And there's underground tunnels in this whole area. So that's going to be the trick right there. We got to find that entrance to see how we can get down in there. It's got to be in one of these places, probably like that bank or something.
Well, that's a huge road. I mean, that looks like a major highway there almost.
Yeah. I mean, you can see they got actual traffic lights and all that.
The four-lane road right there.
It's an actual, supposed to be like a highway. I'm still trying to find the overpass. There's supposed to be a bridge around here somewhere that.
So we checked out the Baptist church. We checked out the mosque. Any idea?
And here's the soccer field.
This is the soccer field.
Did that reporter tell you where the entrance to the subway is?
No, he didn't. He said he got dropped off. They took them in a bus and only let them see that. They got to ride through, but they were not allowed to get out. He said all they were allowed to do was get out of the bus right there at the entrance, and then they pushed them inside, and that's where they were able to see.
And again, you're going up to what looks like a dwelling. What would be a home, or is that a business?
Ooh, that's a bus over there. A bus just pulled up.
Oh, good. Check that out, and then go check out the bus. I think it's good to check out the bus. If you guys just joined us, we've got...
Somebody just pulled in. It looks like these are like offices or whatever. That looks like an interrogation room.
It does?
Can you hear us? Yeah, this does. I mean, it's got two chairs set up with a desk.
See if you can put the camera up against it. It may be able to get through.
Yeah, there it is. That's the room.
Here's a map.
Does look like an interrogation area. Let's go back to that.
That's the interrogation.
Well, that looks like a re-education camp to me, the way it's set up with the sports stadium and everything.
And then there's a medical, like it looks like a table over here where they were.
All right, now there's a train station.
Strap a body down.
Really? There's a table to strap a body down? Let me see that. Let's pan towards that.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to see. I'm seeing if I can block the light. But it looks like...
Well, you know, they've got black sites all over the world from Jordan to Romania for torturing people.
Strap someone down.
So you've been in Iraq, you've been in Afghanistan, multiple tours. You're saying right now that looks like some type of...
interrogation area.
Let's go back and get more footage of that. That's a big deal. Let's try to get some HD of that. Oh, man. I tell you, it's so good to have the resources to have reporters to be able to send them out and do this. So you guys were over by the mosque in the church. So I guess you're in the UKN building. You're in the UKN building, I guess, that's right by the mosque.
Yeah.
And I want you to go check out the school and then loop back around to the metro.
Can you see the table now?
Now, guys, go back to the shot of them. Yes, I see it. And it looks like a medical exam table. Actually, it looks like a torture table.
Okay.
Go back. Yeah. That is incredible. Are you getting HD of this?
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
Amazing. Oh, my God. All right, I'm telling you, folks, this place is creepy. Why do you think they haven't come up to you yet? All right, feed cut. Call them back, guys. We just have to keep resetting the feed. Great job with the crew on the ground and here. Kennedy just joined us. They're outside Bowling Green, Virginia, at a U.S. military base that no one's been allowed into. And we just drove right in and are now getting the story. That's how Bohemian Grove was. That's how everything is. People can't believe we ever do this stuff. It's not that big of a deal. You just go do it. But you have to actually go do it. Just like the Bundy Ranch or any of these situations. And Obama knows that. He's just legalizing the felons and the illegal aliens and the murderers. He's just turning off your power plants. Well, we're just marching in and getting footage. I mean, it's what it comes down to is that all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And I've got so much news we're going to get to after we cover this live, but I'm not just going to, you know, have some spooky, weird FEMA camp thing with churches and a model of D.C. and not send reporters to that. And so they're there. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and David Knight are both on the ground. Okay, gentlemen, continue since your feed cut. Are there any other windows to look into in that building?
Yeah, there's one more window.
Do you guys have the map of the facility?
Yeah, I've got one on my phone somewhere.
Because it looks like if you turn around towards the gate and go out the gate and take a left and then go on straight back towards the soccer field, back around to the right, at the right-hand side of the soccer field is
underground.
Pardon me? What is that about underground?
They're frozen.
Looks like a hatch or something inside there. Folks, I'm not sure exactly what's going on at this base, but I guarantee it's CIA. And, of course, the FBI is involved. That's been confirmed. So this is probably a black site.
Okay, they're back.
And they literally just wandered in there.
Look at this. It's an underground hatch.
That's what I thought you said.
Yep. This door is locked, though. We can't go in.
Now, you know they're going to say that's for training. But it's perfect to hide clandestine torture center there. You know they've got torture centers all over the world.
Well, that's like a sweat box, a spot they just put you in and make you suffer for a while.
Really?
Yeah. If you don't cooperate, they'll put you down in a box.
Were you ever a witness to any of that when you were in the Army?
Well, when I was in Afghanistan, they usually kept us outside these buildings, and the other government agency guys, probably like DEA, CIA and all that, they would go into these kind of rooms like that, exactly, and they would be torturing people from in there.
In fact, you told me privately, can I say what you told me privately, or is that about...
Yeah, you can tell them, that's fine.
About how you deliver people to them?
Yeah, they would have us go grab people, and then we would actually escort them in there, and then once we got there, the agents, whoever they were, usually they had thick beards, and we could never take pictures of their face, but they would go in and then torture whoever it was, and we could just hear screams coming from that building, and I still hear those screams at night. It's a horrible scream to hear a grown person like that being tortured.
That's pretty serious stuff. But, of course, only the bad guys torture, right, folks? Wow. Well, you've seen this facility, and it sounds like you're saying this looks like a torture center to you?
That does right here. This part we're in right now does, yes.
And on the map, they call it, we put the overhead back up of the official map that the Army put out. They have an acronym for that. They call it the UKN. What does that sound like? Unified? What does UKN sound like, Biggs?
I've never heard that term. But it to me, it looks like, well, probably what the UN's going to do to people eventually, torture them and try to take over the world.
All right, which direction do you want to go? You want to go check out the embassy and then go around by the soccer field and try to find an entrance to that to the subways? Or do we have any ideas where that entrance is?
There's a mock train center, an above ground center that we saw right as we were pulling up. I don't know if you guys can see that right as we were driving up. But it looks like there's some parts to go around if we got back in the car that drive around to go over. There's supposed to be an overpass over this.
Now, here's a question. Are there any real railways around that base? It looks like there are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of an area. Yeah, that's a very
bad. Wait a minute. They've got real railways running in there?
Are you talking about outside the base, you mean?
Yeah.
I believe we saw a couple, didn't we, on the way up here?
I don't know. We could take a look.
Yeah, make sure to look for that. Again, I'm throwing out my points. What do you guys think you should do next?
Well, I'm kind of curious as to what this building is to my left right here. It's very small windows and only a couple entrances.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to go to break. Keep going out on the Ustream to back you up in case they show up. That looks like a jail. All right, we're going to go to break and come back with the live feed from Virginia. And again, give folks the designation of the base again, Biggs.
Yes, it's right around Bowling Green, Virginia. It's called Fort Brady.
Fort Brady, yeah.
Hill.
All right, we're going to come
Fort
right.
A.P. Hill.
Fort A.P. Hill. Fort A.P. Hill. We'll be right back.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting lipid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Alex Jones here, back live from Austin, Texas. Our reporters are at the AP Hill Base, Army Base, and what looks like FEMA camp. where they have a mock U.S. city in Bowling Green, Virginia, outside Bowling Green. Look, the globalists want to build this police state, InfraGuard, clergy response team, secret police, Obama globalist army, whose main enemy is the American people, in silence. They want to just build it with no debate, deny it's there. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act, the civilian inmate labor camp program, all of this is real and public now. They just don't give you the details and the specifics of each facility. And I knew this one was special, so the guys have confidently wandered right in, and we may have snuck underneath the giant's nose. My gut tells me they're watching the live feed, obviously, right now. As even admitted, the White House tunes into the show. Foreign governments do. And they're leaving you alone because they realize making a scene and arresting you and making stuff up will only draw attention to the facility. So they are making the right move in their PSYOP. That's what the Deputy Secretary of the Defense said a few months ago. They said, we've got to stop lying and be more, oh my gosh, there's the entrance, it looks like, to the underground facility. Okay, let's go to Biggs right now. Biggs, go ahead.
All right, we're just walked over the overpass. As you can see, there's a train track right here, and it's starting to lead into an underground area. So we're going to try to approach this and see what we can see from there.
Yeah, that looks... Well, I don't really know how to describe it until we know exactly what's going on.
It's very dark, and it goes deep down in here, so we're going to walk under here real quick and see what we can...
Very far in, we'll probably lose our feet, but we'll try.
This looks like the beginning of a zombie movie. You're about to find a bunch of canisters in there with a bunch of Hillary Clinton clones.
God, I hope not. I don't know if I can handle that today.
Yeah. Here we go. They're about to go into the subterranean area. We don't know. I mean, that looks like a real train track that they've directed in there, but it looks like they've cut some of the tracks and they just run into a wall.
Yeah, look now. This has got an actual... This is real.
Yeah.
I mean, this is legit. This is an actual switchboards and everything on here to be able to maneuver the train.
And is that tunnel open?
Yeah, it's wide open. I'm going to walk in here. As long as I can hear you guys talking, I know you'll be able to see everything. So we're gonna go as far as we can.
All right, well, you guys do whatever you think's best if it disconnects. But just go ahead and go down into that tunnel and find out what's there. They could be walking directly into an underground base right now, ladies and gentlemen. There goes Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs with David Knight in down the tunnel.
It smells like gasoline.
All right, well, don't worry if it cuts out about coming back out. Go in and find out what's in there. Get HD video. We'll find out. All right, their feed cut. We'll come back to them in the next hour. That's pretty good radio, huh? And again, I'm going to get even more great reporters like this that aren't cowards, and then we're going to go out and just start covering everything, folks. Our team is awesome. Thank God for them. Thank you. And thank you all for your support. By the way, that's why you've got to go to InfoWarsLife.com, get the Super Male Vitality, the Nation Iodine, the Lung Cleanse, the Fluoride Shield that cuts out the other toxins and chelates. All of it, InfoWarsLife.com. That's how we're funding this operation. And we are sworn to defend the Republic. We are sworn to not pull punches and just tell it like it is and try to expose what's happening and cause a public debate about where this society is going. Because if we have a debate, we know people are going to say no. The best water filters, the best books, films, Patriot, literature, preparedness, storable foods, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And a lot of unusual items and great shortwave radios at the very lowest price. You're going to find them anywhere, crank ones, solar-powered, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or become a PrisonPlanet.tv member and share it with up to 11 people. So you can actually see the subscriber nightly news, so we have our own platform that can't be shut down as easily. We'll be right back with more from our guys.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents. My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.